Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of the Game Brain podcast and also The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon on YouTube. Go check it out. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben.
Happy Monday.
Well, happy Monday to you.
Did you have a wonderful weekend?
I sure did, and I've had an amazing Monday watching Reza. Reza is Monday.
That is exactly right.
Reza is a case of the Mondays, guys, okay?
I woke up this morning and I went onto Instagram and, you know, I follow all sorts of people on Instagram, but I follow the occasional, you know, personal trainer, you know, mainly just, as Karen Huger would say, for the eye candy. And this trainer was talking about, like, guys, you got to learn how to love Mondays. You know, like, loving Mondays is what it's all about. Because loving Mondays is, if you can love Mondays, you can love yourself. And I'm like, you know, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut up,
thin
person.
I'm here to look at your body. I am not here to, like, just because you are a personal trainer, does that mean that you are the next Tony Robbins? And this is a problem with all personal trainers on Instagram, I'm finding. Except for my own personal trainer, who's really good about not being like this. But they just love giving this, like, really, like, stupid inspiration that, like, is not motivational. It just makes me mad. So, yes.
Yeah.
Reza is
Monday. Well, yeah, it's like positive thinking people who are like, oh, my God, if you just believe it, it'll come true. It's like, really? You're still poor, and you got the secret 10 years ago. Okay, so shut up. That thing has never been more than a good for a parking space.
Yeah.
And trainers are just like those people, except they work out more, okay? It just means you have protein poop. That's all it means now. Shut up. It's fucking
just because
Monday.
You have abs does not mean that you were a motivational speaker, okay?
Yeah.
Just because we may all want your body does not mean that, like, I'm necessarily going for the inspiration for my entire life.
Yes.
That felt great. Meanwhile, I just had a Tate's cookie. So anyway, it's Monday. We're talking Shaw's of Sunset reunion part two. First and foremost, it's dangerous out there with a big old virus across the globe hanging around like Vicky Gunvalson pacing around in the backstage of a reunion. Okay. Wear a mask. And if you need a mask, go to crappensmerch.com because we have a bunch of really fun masks. We have some that look like Lisa Rinna's lips. We have be masked. Don't be all unmasked. Things like that. They're really fun. Shut up, Kyle. No, shut up. Yeah. Goodbye, Kyle.
Bye, Kyle.
It's about Tom. Lots of really good things. So crappensmerch.com for that. And also because of this wretched pandemic, a lot of small business owners are hurting right now. So we're trying to shout out some small business owners amongst our community. Ronnie, do you have any to elevate?
I sure do. I'm going to start with Amanda. So This is a black-owned small business. It's called Happy Hour Gummies. The alcoholic, including every housewife's favorite, Tito's gummies, are fun, super customizable, and delicious. All gummies are made to order and make great gifts. Orders can be placed via email at happyhourgummies@gmail.com. That's happyhourgummies@gmail.com. And they can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. To learn more, listeners can check out the Instagram at happyhourgummies. Okay? So go check it out.
Great. Lisa writes to us to say that she's been a longtime listener since 2013. Thanks, Lisa. And she says that one day she really wants to do Karaoke Les Mis with us, or perhaps some Patti LuPone standards. So Lisa, we'll put a pin in that for now, but we'll work our way around to that once this pandemic's over. She wants to recommend Plants and Animals in Eagle Rock, California, which is a new restaurant that they literally had their opening scheduled the week of the pandemic shutdown in L.A., but they persevered. They said, fuck it. And they still opened to the benefit of all the Eagle Rock residents. So Plants and Animals is LA is a cozy quick service keto cafe with hosts of grab and go comfort foods and hot meals, all with a focus on low carb, clean, healthy eating. And even if you're not keto or low carb, their food is amazing. Lisa recommends their fried chicken sandwich and garlic root fries and lots of vegetarian options. And they offer takeout and delivery, as well as weekly meal kits and catering. And on top of that, they are an LGBTQ plus owned business and are working to raise donations to deliver food to LGBTQ plus seniors who are quarantined due to COVID. Well, that's excellent. You can find them at plantsandanimalsla.com or their Instagram at plantsandanimalsla. Yeah, go help it. Go support your local restaurants. They are being hit so hard, and they do such a they provide such a great service to the community. So go help them out. Thanks, Lisa.
Yes. And now we're on to the Shaws of Sunset final reunion.
The exact opposite of being helpful to the community. It's the Shaws of Sunset.
And helpful to no one's community, it's the Shaws of Sunset.
Oh, goodness. So this is part two of this reunion, this crazy reunion. And by the way, it had the exact arc that I expected it to, which was fighting, and then somehow everything is fine. So, you know.
Yes. Being absolutely disgusting to each other, not answering any questions, and then just saying a bunch of lies really loudly so that they sound like the truth. You guys, exactly. This is on camera, okay? We hear what you're saying. You're all fucking liars. And Mike being the one to give anybody advice, give me a break. Get out.
Seriously, you guys all have to look at yourselves in the mirror and say, how did I get to this place where Mike is the voice of reason in our group? How did this happen? Okay.
And when did fillers stop working? While we're in the mirror.
Fillers Diller.
Oh, Fillers Diller. God bless her.
God bless her. So I'll tell you what also seems to have stopped working. Andy's razor. Whoa, going for that stubble. Hey, live from the Hamptons. I'm home at the Hamptons.
Andy just stopped even trying in this episode. I mean, at one point, he's like, did. Mike, could you just take over, okay? Mike, okay, Mike.
By the way, there was a picture of Andy that was going around this weekend. I guess he filmed a segment on Sesame Street, and it was a picture of Andy with his son, with Elmo. And I swear to God, the line between Andy Cohen and Elmo, that spectrum is a very narrow spectrum. It's like, where does one end and one begin?
Totally. Elmo's like, welcome to Sesame Street. Today we're going to have Andy. He just cuts off because he can't get his interstitial in on time.
Hey, Big Bird. Did you get your boobs done?
I don't know who over there at PBS booked Andy Cohen, but might I remind you, this is the guy who had a bunch of guys standing with boxes in front of their dicks and had guests put their hand in them to see what was in there.
Well, Sesame Street is run. It's run by HBO now, so that probably explains that. Anyway, it was actually a cute photo. It was a cute photo, but Andy and Elmo had the exact same grin on their face. I was like, this is hilarious. And that was no one noticed this. Okay. Anyway. Wow. So, well, guess what? I'm keeping tabs in the Shaws while I'm also keeping my distance. Ah.
So Gigi's just wasted over yes. there. Gigi is so stoned at this point. She tries to laugh, but the only thing moving are her eyes, which squint up, and the rest of her face is just like grotesquely fillered and still. She's just wasted over there. Okay, I don't even know what she's doing.
She is Fillers Diller.
Fillers Diller, Gigi. So she starts making fun of Adam and Reza for their outfits, and she's like, you're moving on up. And then was that a Jefferson's reference?
You know, I don't know. I think I actually missed that little part. I think was that like some of the banter that happened like right before the opening credits? Yeah,
yes, this is banter.
I skipped that banter because I just assumed it was recap banter, but I guess
it kind of was. But then Nima's like, Mike, you look like the conductor of the symphony in that jacket. And Mike goes, if the conductor can afford this suit, then good for him. Yes, Mike, you make more than the fucking conductor of the LA Symphony, okay?
Yeah. Oh, Gustavo Dudamel just wishes he could be in your bracket.
God, these idiots.
Mike would probably like tear down the Walt Disney Concert Hall to put in a mixed use building. Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be worth so much money.
Yeah.
So anyway, Andy's like, so MJ, were you trying to retaliate against Reza about a contract dispute? Is that what this is all about?
Yes, Andy, yes, girl. Yes, Andy, yes. Reza's over there cheering the like he's in a fucking, yeah, he's like cheering at a drag show or something. Shut up, Reza. No one's talking to you.
Reza was driving me nuts this entire episode. He's very slick. He basically is a politician. He has a talking point, and anytime he is pressed about something, which he's not pressed very hard, Andy, not like the way like other people have been on these shows, not like the way Kate Chastain was about what taking a break or whatever it was on the Below Deck reunion, but like Reza just always pivots to, I was blinded that my friend of 30 years would do this to me. Everything.
Yeah, he and MJ both really are very good at anytime you say something they don't like, it's what a victim they are. You know, she destroyed me. You never came to the hospital. My friend of 30 years.
I lost 2/3 of the blood in my body. 3/4 of the blood in my body. All the blood in my body.
I was betrayed. My uterus. It's like, okay, you two.
But I think that if I have to choose between one crazy claim versus another crazy claim, I think I'm going to side with MJ because hers was an actual medical issue and she almost died. And at the end of the day, I think that's always going to win out for me against whatever Reza says.
Yes. So Reza's screaming, yes. And MJ's like, that doesn't even make any sense, this contract dispute thing. Yeah. And Reza's like, Destiny. Destiny can speak because Destiny knows the reason. Yeah, Destiny's going to come out and fucking fight your battle for you. And just lie again. Let's listen to Destiny lie again.
Yeah, so Andy's like, I think Destiny has an answer. She goes, I do. Yes, Andy, I do. Okay, here it goes. When MJ was in the hospital, we obviously all wished her well by not being there. But when I called her just to check up on her, the first thing she said to me was, let's wait until the cameras are up. I was flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted, Andy. And now she's complaining that no one's reaching out. But when I did, you say, wait for the cameras. And mind you, Andy, okay, you know what Ali told me? Ali told me, this is for sure, Andy. He told me that he really wanted to get in a good place with Reza and Adam. He did. He said that, Andy. And then he said he wanted to bring stuff up. And I told him, okay, then just bring it up. But then when he did that times 20.
I like that she is both like condemning MJ for saying, let's just wait for the cameras to be here. But at the same time, she's talking about how she told Ali to bring the shit up on
She's confessing. She's confessing to the whole thing. That's what makes me crazy about this show. You've got Destiny sitting there confessing to this whole thing, and then everybody just ignores it and blames MJ. Now, MJ's not faultless either, but no. She just did the same thing Destiny did, so I don't get it. So then we see this scene with Ali where she's acting like she's never heard this information before, then has him pull out the text on national TV and laughs. Is that his ding-a-ling? So then we're back, and she's like, I yelled at him, Andy. I mean, I said, why would you do that? And he said, MJ told him to, Andy. You told him to. You just admitted
you just said that. I mean, I just feel like it's just so blatantly obvious that there is some game of telephone going on here. I feel like all these people are kind of so self-involved that they just distort reality. I mean, I'm not trying to be a crazy MJ apologist, although I'm sort of leaning that way, but I can imagine MJ being like, you know what, like, let's not have this conversation. Let's wait for the cameras, because she knows that the producers are going to want them to have this conversation, right? So like, let's wait for this, you know, or maybe she's just thinking, I know how reality TV works and this will be a good moment. Let's do that, whatever. Yeah, maybe not like the best moment in terms of a best friendship moment, but like a smart moment for someone being on reality TV. But either way, I mean, it just, I still think that like the gist of all this bullshit is like, oh, Adam will send you text. Well, yeah, bring it up on camera. Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be interesting, you know? Like, I just don't think it's as, like, maybe in like real life, it's not a great thing to do. But if you're on reality TV, it's kind of like par for the course.
Well, I think they all knew about it. It's just they're mad at, like, who's getting in trouble for bringing it on camera, at least the text thing. As far as not coming to visit MJ, I mean, you guys weren't even acting like you liked her while she was in the hospital. Yeah. They're acting like, oh, my gosh, she just didn't let us come. We totally wanted to. No.
They acted very defenseless.
While she was in the hospital was while you were throwing her under the bus for all this mess that you just admitted for the fifth time that you brought on camera. So shut up. So Nima's like, well, then Destiny, why did he keep saying you were in on everything? She's like, listen, I want everyone to know loud and clear, I do not have air conditioning. just fanning herself.
Yes.
It's like, not only is Ali changing his story, but this person, what's her name? MJ is changing her story too. Even in Hawaii, she came to me and said verbatim, Ali is playing both of us. I mean, why would she say that?
Because he is. You just said
that Ali told you he was going to do one thing and did another thing. Why would it be any different for her?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, to be fair, MJ has been really bad about defending herself. She does keep changing her story, you know, in like little ways that they just harp on. And she is not a great defender of herself. But that being said, I mean, yeah, it's clear that Ali is, I mean, it's, I have such conflicting emotions about all this, which is hilarious that I feel like that makes it sound like this is much more serious than it is. But like, I do feel like, on the one hand, Ali was getting annoyed by getting these texts from Adam. I do feel like he was like, what the fuck? This is really weird. And then they're like, well, you should bring it up on camera because this should be addressed on camera. But I do feel like, I feel like in some ways there was really nothing wrong with him bringing it up. But I think in other ways he is totally like an attention
whore. He's a thirst box. He's a fucking thirst box. So and like, Reza even admits later in the episode that he knew that all of this was out there. He knew that everybody knew all of this, and he was just surprised that it was being brought up on camera.
Yeah.
So give me a break.
And on top of that, let's not forget that Reza did not like Ali for like a year and a half before this and told Adam to stop hanging out with him. And Adam, even though I know Adam like confesses later on, like it still does not address the fact that Adam is an idiot for still texting this shit to someone that his husband was like, don't deal with this person.
Yeah. So Andy's like, so MJ, did you tell Destiny to bring up Naked Jenga at the party? And she's like, no. Look, Allie and Destiny decided to bring that up. You know, I hadn't even signed my contract for another 7 weeks. And he's like, well, you can still talk to people even without a contract signed. It's how the world is. You can still use phones and texts.
Yeah. And MJ's like, you know, I told Reza and I told Adam, I said, you guys, I sat them down and I was like, Ali has an issue with you guys. And if you guys don't take care of it soon, you don't know. This is just me, MJ, your friend of 30 years, looking out for the best of you. I'm like, okay, MJ, all right. Now, I've been defending you pretty much all season, but let's not get carried away. We all know you never sat them down and said, you guys, watch out, Ali has an issue. We all know that never happened.
And Adam's like, you did not! You did not!
Stop
and
it!
Adam's just wide eyes, terrified, you know, this whole time, clutching Reza's hand.
Yeah, Adam
stop
like,
it, be honest, please! Please, be honest, MJ!
We all know that Adam is basically a Karen, because that was his most authoritative, I want to speak with the manager voice at that moment. You did not! You did not! I want to speak with the manager of MJ. I want to speak with the manager of MJ right now.
That was definitely his, do you live in this building? Voice. Definitely. For sure.
I'm sorry, I couldn't keep the door open behind me, because I'm not sure if you live in this building or not.
Totally. So Andy's like, well, Destiny, did you just do MJ's bidding? And she's like, Andy June, I never spoke to MJ one-on-one telling her to do this or that. I will tell you this, though. Okay, so now you're saying that MJ never told you because you never spoke with her one-on-one and she never told you to do anything. Okay, so we're still just cementing that. She's like, I will tell you this, though. Allie said MJ said to do all this.
Well, but you did it.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you're doing it. So you're saying now that you're doing it because Ali said that MJ told him to do it. So that's why you did it. God, Destiny is so fucking weak.
They just all, I just don't understand why none of them have the perspective to say, you know, this is all bullshit. Whatever. I could repeat myself over and over and over again.
What Reza always says is, we're on a reality show. That's what it is. It's going to be filmed. Whenever he's caught doing shit like this, that's all they should say. Your boyfriend is sending these texts to somebody who's been on the show multiple times, and he brought it up. Get over it. You know, if you don't like it, then don't fucking live like that.
And if anyone thinks that Reza, if he found himself in the same position where he was receiving texts from someone, if anyone thinks that he would not air that out, or he would not deputize someone to air that out for him on TV, you are sadly mistaken.
Yeah. So also, Adam's like, I have receipts. I have receipts. You don't live in this building.
And they just ignore him. I love how they just ignore Adam and all of this. It's like, shut up, Adam.
I know. I'm lost in my notes because everything looks the same in my notes. So you just keep talking until I find out where we are.
Okay. Well, it's the same for the next hour. So everybody just
My next note is Reza saying, be honest, please, please, please.
We're a little past that. Yeah. So
Breaking ranks.
So basically, yeah, Andy's like, you're telling me you didn't do this, MJ. And Adam's like, I have texts. And MJ's like, no, that is not correct, Andy. I told Reza and Adam. And so Andy's like, so you're saying when you weren't in the episodes because you hadn't signed your contract,
yes,
were you just mad at Reza for breaking ranks in negotiations? Because the rumor was she was trying to get more money, and supposedly they had an agreement that they were going to, you know, always stick together like they're the fucking cast of Friends.
Right.
Or Cheers or something.
Yeah, it's Jennifer Aniston and Matthew Perry over there. Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day your Rachel's in, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferrelio, it's Lindsay Ferrelio.
Lourdes, the Lordess of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So MJ's like, listen, no, there was no breaking of ranks. I never felt any animosity towards Reza, which kind of felt like bullshit. And Reza, bullshit. Reza counters with his own bullshit. And he's like, listen, I think MJ was mad because we started filming without her. And every single person, including Nima, and I don't mean to throw him under the bus, but the vibe was great. Even with Nima, who we all agree is terrible. Raise your hand if you think he's terrible. Sorry, don't mean to throw you under the bus. He's terrible, right? But even with that little piece of shit over there, the vibe was wonderful.
I mean, Andy, we basically took a lot of discarded bottle tops, you know, like Nima's, and made them into a beautiful table. Sorry, Nima, but at least you made something decent to put my drink down on.
So then Reza starts to do this whole, I'm sorry, there's like now, of course, a street cleaner. I think what happens is that like the city of Los Angeles hears that I'm talking about these wretched people and they just try to send any sort of sanitation device towards my apartment when we record.
Well, they're too early. There's a lot of mess to be made.
There's a lot of shit. Wow, it sounds like a UFO is landing out there.
So wow. Reza's saying she's mad because they filmed without her and the vibe was great. Okay, the reason that the vibe was so good was because of all of this gossip about you.
Yeah.
And Adam. That's the only reason the season was doing well in the beginning. So if you're correct, it wasn't doing well without her. It was doing well with her in it, even though she wasn't on camera.
Exactly.
Don't you see what you're admitting?
You know, it's also one of those things where, like, you know, Reza clearly has issues with MJ, and it's one of those things like, ooh, Maris isn't with us, so, like, let's try to be, like, let's try to make the vibe as great as possible. You know, it's like one of those things where, like, wow, that person isn't with us, so I'm going to, like, really, like, he's going to go out of his way to make sure the vibe is great, so that way he can, when she comes back, he can start saying things like, I hate to say it, but the vibe was kind of better without her. You know, like, you know that game. I know that game.
Yeah. So he gets up. Everyone on this show is basically at a backyard barbecue. They just keep getting up, getting a beer, you know, staring at themselves in the camera, fixing their hair and makeup while they're taping.
I know. It's constant. So Reza starts saying this thing to MJ, which is actually kind of like patronizing. He goes, you know what? You survived. Be grateful. Don't you see what's going on in the world today? Stop being so negative. She just goes, you know what? Get 19 more cats, Reza. I can smell you from here.
And then Adam's like, I am pinching my sinuses right now. I'm so upset.
MJ, you look very healthy, and I'm glad you're doing well, and I support you, and I love it. Stop it. Stop it.
And then he comes back with a beer. They're just, like, kind of walking around. So Andy's like, well, Reza, there was some discussion about your relationship with Adam. And then we see this clip of Adam completely lying to Reza's face. And it's like, yes. You believe this? This is coming from Ali Ashuri, and you're going to believe him? He never tells the truth. And then going into the bedroom where he thinks he can't be heard and whispering, well, what I think he's talking about is I jokingly told him we were going to play some games here, possibly naked.
Maybe that's where Allie misinterpreted it.
Yeah, so then, he's the liar.
And so then Andy's like, well, viewers have a hard time believing you're in a monogamous relationship. Are you guys open? And if so, why not just admit it? It's pretty common in some gay relationships. And then did you notice this, that Adam yanked Reza's hand and goes, no! Like, no, we're not in an open relationship. But he, like, yanked his hand to be like, don't you dare say anything, Reza.
Yeah, Reza's like, let me handle this, Adam, okay? And I will let you talk openly. Even though I'm not right now. I'm shutting you up right now so you can't get us in any more trouble. He's like, my problem, Andy, is that I have a friend of 30 years that did me dirty. 5 houses, bitch. This isn't the 70s. I'm a celebrity. If there were bathhouses, there would be a photo. Okay. No, it's not the 70s. There still are bathhouses and sex clubs all over Los Angeles, pretty close to where you live, actually.
Yeah.
And guess what they don't allow in them? Phones and cameras.
Yeah,
come
I guess
on.
He,
you're talking
I guess he
to a
still gets caught in
here.
Them celebrities. Yeah. Stop throwing me under the bus, yo. Reza, that's an interesting point that you make, but it also does not answer the question, and you completely deflected, as he does the entire episode. Anytime there's anything that could put the attention really on the source of the issues and the source of his unhappiness.
Victimhood. Always.
And I firmly believe that one of the things that's driving this feud is that MJ and Reza feel a certain sort of way, especially Reza. I think Reza does not like sharing MJ with Tommy. And I think that is what this is all born out of. And I think that especially if he is in a relationship where I'm not saying that he's unhappy in his relationship, but if they're open, but he's like kind of embarrassed about it, then he would deflect that embarrassment into someone like MJ and just destroy her instead.
Well, those two, my God. So then the next one is Reza, and I thought this was a good question from Andy. He's like, Reza made Mike admit that he cheated on Jessica, so why are there different rules for Reza and Adam? Mike, you want to take that one? Yeah. And Mike, this is totally right. You know, Reza forced this whole thing out on camera and was just like, well, I was just trying to help her.
Yes.
And now Mike's like, well, no. There aren't different rules. I'm just not that kind of person. You know, Adam has some faults. Reza has some faults. MJ has some faults. Whoever is doing the tiling in that apartment building has some faults. And I'm going to deal with him because I'm a man. Okay.
But you know what? It's up to them to decide if they want to have an open relationship. That's how I operate. I'm not like a piece of shit like Reza, but for some reason I stay friends with him. So there we go.
But MJ, stepping in and trying to create truth or awareness, this is not doing anything but causing havoc. Like, you were the one who told Destiny, you better tell Reza this right now.
So Kelly from Savannah, or whatever her name was, says, when Destiny told Reza about the Jenga rumor, Reza didn't defend his husband. Does that mean you knew it was possible that Adam had done what Ali had said? Which was a very good point, Kelly from Savannah. That was true, like that Reza's first instinct was not to say, oh, that's ridiculous or whatever. He's like, okay. I would process that.
They showed the clip of him just sweating profusely and gulping a lot and moving his eyes back and forth, like looking for the exit. And he's oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you knew that, like, that Kelly from Savannah had totally caught Reza because his answer was such, like, a politician answer, right?
Yeah.
You know, He's like, I so appreciate this question.
Oh. So Andy, funny. Oh, so good. I actually didn't flinch. Because this was some old bullshit that only MJ knew about. So at that moment, you saw my face. It didn't change. Because, bro, she wants to apologize. I'll take her back. But that's... I was like, okay, okay.
I was like, this makes no moment. Down.
So this is some old bullshit that only MJ knew about, but Destiny now knows.
I'm like,
so
you're
okay. Ali told Destiny's already admitted to telling Ali. Oh my!
But also, Adam texted it to Ali. It's there. It was never denied. So like this whole thing, like, oh, I just laughed because MJ knew about this so clear. So I just have to laugh. I'm like, well, wouldn't you actually be furious? Why wouldn't you say it right then and there? Like all this stuff that you're saying right now. Why don't you say, oh, this is just some old bullshit. MJ's trying to start problems or whatever.
And
you know.
Also, if this is so old and everybody and you already knew all of this, then how come that night that you confronted Adam, Adam lied about it to your face and then ran into the bedroom and whispered,
I think what he meant is I joked about having people over for naked.
So does nothing make sense? You fucking liar.
So yeah, I was like, until MJ can admit what she did, there's no future. And so Mike's like, so there was no Jenga? There was no Jenga? And Adam's like, he knew I had two friends over and I never cheated on Reza. Ever. Okay? I'm calling the police.
He's like, we got these Jenkas at gifting suites. Ha ha, Andy, ha. 1 year at the gifting suite, we got one small Jenga, and the next year we got a bigger Jenga, Andy.
Wasn't it Mike who didn't know how to play Jenga? Didn't he say that earlier this season?
Yeah, the one in charge of building buildings.
He unfortunately would build a building like a Jenga block. He'd be like, oh, yes. Okay, this is just like my blueprint.
Oh, I shouldn't have removed that apartment.
It was a load-bearing apartment. So Gigi is, then we go to a commercial and we come back. Gigi's just taking selfies of herself. And she's like, you guys, this is the best lighting in the world. Take your selfies on for your Instagram post. Do it, guys. It's like the most urgency she's ever felt.
We're back. The drama between Reza and Adam heated up when Ali kept up the Bravo tradition of large text font texts from Adam.
And he pulls out, you know, we see the clip of him pulling out his Lisa Vanderpump iMessage printout.
Yeah. Nancy says, what went through your mind when Ali had printed out the text messages as proof? I mean, that had to sting. Right on, Nancy. High five through the internet.
When my first thought was, who still uses printers? My second thought was, ha, 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 oh, ha, ha, oh, Andy. When I got that, Andy, I already had a receipt from my hairdresser that this little person was in cahoots with MJ trying to get a spot on the show and become relevant. What?
Never say that. Never say, I already had receipts from my hairdresser, okay?
What? I already had a receipt from my hairdresser that this little person was in cahoots with MJ. So this is all your hairdresser's fault? Why aren't we blaming the hairdresser? Anybody who knew about this is at fault besides you and your husband. So bring the hairdresser in.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And also, like, Ali had the text. It doesn't matter with the cahoots or not. Ali had the text. The whole issue was that the reason why you met with Ali was because you thought that Ali was spreading lies and you wanted to get to the bottom of it. And Ali was like, no, these are actually the texts and I don't like these texts being sent to me. And I feel like I'm being sexually harassed. A moment of hyperbole, for sure. But also, I think even Ali is allowed to say, I'm not really comfortable with getting dick pics from Adam, you know? And then that's when Reza threw the water in his face. And
it like, almost pushed him into a fire, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
While we're being overdramatic, but yeah. While we're being drama queens, that was dangerously close to being thrown into a glass fire pit, sir.
Yeah, I just think that, like, Reza saying he has receipts from his dresser, who probably used Reza hair care, or was it called Reza B something? I don't know. Find it at
Reza
Sally
B
Beauty.
Hair gold. Reza hair be gold, Reza.
Reza hair be shook. But I just think that has nothing to do with what Ali was presenting him with, and it's not an acceptable answer to me. I reject it.
Yeah, I wrote, what is this info from the hairdresser? What are these texts from the hairdresser? What does that have to do with Ali having proof?
Andy ignores all that because he's Andy. He's just like, Adam, I'll just go to Adam, all right? Adam, can you take responsibility for sending these texts? He's like, oh my God, Andy, 100% I take responsibility, because if I had never sent the text, he wouldn't have had ammunition, and here are my Karen eyes, and I'm going to wave my finger, Andy.
And everyone starts to clap. I'm like, are you guys... I was like, there's part of me that felt like that was a very sarcastic response. I'm not sure he was really taking responsibility in that moment.
Well, how is it taking responsibility anyway? You're blaming everybody else. You guys are setting fire to everybody else for you doing it.
Yeah, exactly. He did something. He did something. MJ, like, Allie was, like, feeling a certain sort of way about it. MJ was like, well, bring it up on camera. And Reza has now elevated it to a betrayal of a 30-year-old friendship, yada, yada, yada. And the truth is, the real betrayal happened, as we saw, as we were reminded of, back in 2012 or whatever, in that second reunion when Reza said the worst things ever about MJ. Like, really leveled some harsh allegations. And I'm sorry, whatever role MJ had in this stupid mess, I don't think that compares to what Reza said about her back then.
Adam, I was just finding it funny that Adam's trying to be all big and strong and tough and wave his finger, Andy. And he's sitting in front of two large golden anal plugs. That was Adam's background. Those fucking planters. They look just like gigantic golden anal plugs.
So then Andy's like, well, Reza, when you went after Ali, I mean, you got up, you almost threw him into a fire and burned him to a crisp Freddy Krueger style. I mean, you got pretty physical. Why not put him in his place?
Well, I was so heartbroken in that moment when I realized my best friend of 30 years had set the chain of events in motion that would bring nothing but negativity into my world.
Wow. So there you go. You knew Adam. Andy just said, you know your husband does this shit, so why would you have a fit when somebody didn't like it? Which actually is a good question.
Yes.
And so he starts his victim thing, and MJ's like, shut up, quit your bullshit. And then she gets right into the camera, and she thinks she's being a badass, but it's basically all blurry and just looking up her nostrils. I was in a coma, my uterus, 5-hour surgery, blood loss.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think this is the best time that she had said that, because she uses it at random parts, like, you know, like, they're like, well, MJ once told me that she doesn't like yogurt. Well, I lost 2/3 of my blood. But here it actually made sense, because she says, well, I just happened to be intubated in a coma because I had 2/3 of my body's blood supply in order to save my life in a 5-hour surgery at Cedars-Sinai. But oh yeah, that's right, your husband's gay sex and gifts is my problem, you self-entitled piece of shit.
And Mike goes, she's obviously hurting.
But it's like,
Reza, you really went after him. And he's like, well, for her to include my husband in some bullshit. No, it wasn't bullshit. It was actual legit dick pics from Adam. In my marriage, which is something I cherish. That is why we have a problem. Period. T. Point blank, Andy.
You know, sometimes if I'm driving and that beautiful song, Cherish the Day, comes on, I can't help but cry because I think of Adam. Cherish the day with Adam. I must cherish the day with Adam. Oh, I cherish it so much.
Meanwhile, MJ, through all this, MJ has walked off camera again and comes back on eating. MJ keeps acting like she's having these big... She's like, I am leaving! She's walked off 5 times by now.
Yeah.
And she just keeps coming back chewing something.
There's like a bowl of popcorn nearby.
I'm back.
So Andy's like, well, when he says your husband sexually harassed me, that's a whole new ball game, right? And MJ's like, absolutely, absolutely. And that's when Mike says, that's when you should have stepped in and said, that's not true. That's your job as best friends to Reza. Just like my job is to spend my parents' money on a dirt lot in Echo Park.
Yes. How could she step in? She wasn't there when that happened. She was in the fucking hospital. We know. And she says, the day that happened, I was in ICU, you know? It wasn't supposed to be about sexual harassment. It was about these pictures. It was nothing. And Allie got there and decided to make this big scene about sexual harassment. And then you see Adam whispering to Reza, and Reza's like, oh, it's later, later. Like waving him away.
I can only imagine what it was, but it was probably something more like, you know, Reza, we forgot to make that order with Harry and David's. Reza.
Say something about the planters.
They didn't really get into that much, did they, this reunion about the garden? They probably couldn't.
I mean, a little bit about, they left Tommy pretty much out of it. And also Sara wasn't on here at all. I she never happened.
I was waiting for her magnetic personality to light up our screens, but it never happened.
Yeah.
So MJ says something. She's like, you know what? Allie and Adam's year-long beef was never about sexual harassment. Adam goes, thank you. Thank you. And then she's like, but Allie improvised. So why am I responsible for him reaching level 3 in the groundlings? Okay. He improvised. And I was in the ICU.
And Andy is like, well, Reza, this is important because it seems like you were relatively blowing off Adam sending the text, but when it was put as sexual harassment, that was the trigger. And he's like, 100%! Really? That may be when you tried to throw him into the fire, but that's not when this all started, you know. Mm-hmm. And Adam's like, well, I'd like to thank MJ for saying it wasn't sexual harassment. She's like, well, why didn't you just ask me the first day? Of course it wasn't sexual harassment.
Yes. And then, when MJ found out that Allie had said, I can't even read my own notes. I don't even know what I'm saying here. You read this part. Because I'm like, what are these pronouns I put in here? I don't even know who's speaking.
MJ, when you found out that Allie had said sexual harassment, was there a moment you felt like, maybe I should apologize?
Yeah, and she's then like,
I was intubated.
Reza's like, no, I talked to you on the phone. We were texting. Please be honest. Please be honest.
She's like, I have receipts. And Andy goes, let her speak. And Gigi jumps in. She's like, she cuts everyone off and you say, let her speak. I don't hear anyone else speaking. And Andy's like, okay.
All right, so then MJ goes, yeah. So MJ's like, well, Reza called me and said, oh, hurry up when you talk. That Gigi just busts in right now. Like, you sound like you're 20 million years old. What? Why does Gigi have an opinion on this all of a sudden?
Yeah, Gigi. Sorry, not about you. So, the whole last question is just ignored now, you know, because Gigi has gotten it off the plate. That's what's so crazy about this reunion. Nothing is real. They're just allowed to get away with anything because they yell the loudest. And Andy's like, okay, well, you yelled at me, so let's just move on.
Seriously. So then Andy's like, well, Reza, a lot of people were upset that you called MJ in the hospital. I mean, you had something very sensitive going on for you, but she had something going on that so obviously bigger than all of this.
I was betrayed by my friend of 30 years, Andy. 30 years. In that moment, I was blinded by the one fact that I needed her to say the one thing you wanted her to say. I needed her to say, fuck him. He didn't say that about your husband, did he? I needed her to say that. I'm like, Reza, she was in the ICU. I don't care if she was awake and she was texting. Her mind is probably just not in this,
and we saw you call her up, and it was not like, hey, Maris, how are you feeling? Da 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 da, how's everything going? Listen, I need to talk to you about something. Can we talk about it right now? Are you feeling up to it? You were just like, hey, Maris, did you speak to Ali and Shuri to do this to me? Did you say, it's like, you're not a good friend.
Oh, he's terrible. But this was the best flashback because we got to see Reza in his little super skin-tight capris and combat boots and like a kid's section t-shirt that went above his belly button. I mean, this guy is fucking clown. So Mike's like, you know what? Can I ask what the fuck MJ is doing? What the fuck MJ did? And she's like, nothing! I didn't do anything! And then Gigi just comes back eating chicken salad out of a to-go
container. And so was MJ too, because he's asking, because MJ had walked off camera. And when he's like, where is MJ? And she comes back. She's like, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. Her mouth is full of food. I'm like, MJ, you were snacking. You were grazing on a platter over there.
So Andy's like, can I respectfully just ask Gigi, Nima, Destiny to go away? And then we never see them again.
Yeah, they just leave. And Adam, too. So it's like, he's like, all right, I'm going to ask Mike to stay because he's a good mediator and I'm fascinated by his hair these days. All right. So, okay, now it's just us. All right. Okay, Reza, why are you smiling in that creepy way? Why are you smiling?
I'm not smiling. I'm totally an innocent man. I'm not smiling at all.
Yeah, Reza does that little thin lip smile where he's biting his upper lip the whole time and looking back and forth all nervously.
Yeah, it's like when a Republican goes onto The View and they're like trying to win over Joy Behar, you know? It's like, that smile's not going to work.
He's like, what? It's like, wow, even Meghan McCain is being mean to me, Andy.
Even Meghan McCain. Actually, in 2017, Reza, 30% of people who were in the ICU actually had a lot of issues with their best friend. So how do you respond to that? Because I really want to know, because a lot of the nation is actually, they actually feel the way I do right now, Reza. So how do you explain that?
Shut up, you little idiot. Who cares? Who cares what she has to say? It's ridiculous.
Joy Behar.
Joy Behar.
Okay, so we start back at the hospital, guys. And come on, why didn't you support her? And Reza's like, because she didn't want visitors. She said text, Andy. And she's like, if you're going to lie, then shut up. You tell the truth. Don't waste my time with a lie.
Stop. Stop, MJ. Stop trying to make me look bad. Let me talk.
No, admit the truth.
What is the truth? What is the truth? That my friend of 30 years blindsided me with awful accusations.
So Andy goes, okay, MJ, what do you think the truth is? And she goes, there's no sympathy for Tommy. It's like, oh my God, MJ.
MJ, keep your talking points in line here.
This is your one fucking chance that you have the floor to like lay it out. And you're like, people are mean to Tommy.
Even Reza's like, feel for Tommy. I mean, what are you talking about? Stop trying to make people look bad, MJ.
So
MJ says, he was just waiting for a camera. He wouldn't come see me till there was a camera, Andy. And then it's like 30 minutes earlier.
Yeah, 30 minutes earlier, Destiny saying how MJ didn't want to talk without a camera. So MJ's like, you know what? Last night, I was on my hard drive, and I was looking at the rough cuts of our show, Kiki, with Reza and MJ. And then we see this video series that thankfully never really made it to any sort of platform of Reza and MJ. And it reminded me of, like, anything I did in sixth grade, you know? It's like Reza in a wig saying, I'm wearing Chanel and my husband's a plastic surgeon. Kiki.
We're kikiing. Oh, guys. So then MJ goes on this huge monologue again, and it's exactly what she's done every 5 minutes since this reunion began.
Your girlfriend lost 3/4 of her blood supply. Her uterus and lawn.
She just goes on and on and on.
And you destroyed our friendship. It's over. It's done. I don't care what you say. There is nothing you can say.
Is that a milk dud? Thank you.
Yes, they both just like walk away. I mean, it's so clear that she's, like, everything that she's saying, all her anger stems from the sense of betrayal that her best friend didn't come to see her in the hospital when she nearly died, or when she finally gave birth to a baby boy, that she was like, you know, there was just so much stuff that, like, Reza just failed so hugely as a friend in that instance, and it's so clear that she's hurt from that. And the fact that he just keeps on throwing back this thing of, like, oh, wow, I was blindsided by her betrayal. It's like, you were the terrible friend here, sir.
Yeah, well, I think they both suck. I mean, look, they both did. He did that. He didn't come to see her because he got all mad. And she told Ali to go on camera and talk about the text if he wanted to, and didn't warn Reza. So I think they're pretty shitty friends.
I think that she was being shitty, but I think Reza was looking for an excuse to not visit her in the hospital. And I think the Ali thing provided the perfect. I actually think he felt bad about not, I'm sorry, so it's not that he's looking for an excuse. I think he felt bad that he didn't visit her. And so when the Ali stuff happened, it was a way for him to process his guilt and be like, oh, I shouldn't feel bad about me not going. Of course I didn't go because she was a terrible friend to me. So I was totally justified in my behavior. I think that's kind of what happened.
Okay. And so Andy's like, well, Mike, while we're waiting, you want to say anything? And he's like, you know, listen, I know this about Reza. He sat with me, and he was in fucking tears, Andy. He was in fucking tears. And I was like, wow, okay, time for a clip of Reza not crying at all while he reads her medical history on the air.
Yeah, not at all.
He's like, I texted MJ multiple times, and she claims I didn't text her, and then the messages were green, so somehow the messages weren't getting through, and Tommy said he would keep us updated. Okay, so you texted, but the messages didn't go through, which you saw because they were turning green, and you're still saying that you texted her. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, Mike did say that Tommy told him that they couldn't have visitors, so that does explain some things, perhaps. I don't know. I just don't know why it took so long for that piece of information to come out. And then Reza's back now, and he's like, well, and the other thing is that they had a people exclusive, and they were trying to do that. And, like, you know, I get it, you know? But, like, she didn't want to have anyone in the cast leaking the photo. And, I mean, you know, if I were there, I definitely would not have leaked that photo and ruined her people exclusive for lots of money. I never would have done that.
Yeah. And MJ's like, did you just say people exclusive? Do not fucking try it, Reza. And Mike's like, you know, MJ, I think you set these wheels in motion with Ali because you thought it would be exciting. And she's like, well, I know that you need that to be true, but why would I need to turn against my friend? And he's like, because you just had a baby and he was willing to do your dirty work. The question is, why would she turn against you in the first place?
Yeah.
Can we just answer one question?
And then Reza says the most remarkable thing. He goes, babe, I mean, we love this stuff. We talk about doing this stuff for decades. We talk about it. I'm like, being evil and manipulating other people? This is like some dangerous liaison shit.
Yes. He's like, we bring down other people for decades. You know, don't think I don't know what you're fucking doing against me. I've done it against you.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Who are you talking to?
So then MJ goes, Reza, calm down. I wanted to ask you a question. Quiet down. Quiet down. Quiet down, which I thought was funny that she all of a sudden, MJ, who has spent half the reunion out of focus and like a centimeter away from the lens, is now telling Reza to calm down.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, I have a very important question for you. When Ali said that I said that you're having trouble in your marriage, did he indicate to you that I shared something only you know and that there are private things that never came to light? And he's like, what do you think I called you? So now you're saying that you did call her because you love her like family, while she's saying, listen, don't you know there's other shit that I could have told him?
Yes,
to exactly. Really bring you down? And he's like, but why don't you think I called you? These two.
And then she's like, no, you don't. And he's like, I love you to this day like family. Did I mention that I didn't talk to my father for many years? I love you like family. And she's like, no, no, you don't. If you love me, you never would have said that I had three hairs on my head. And then we get a flashback to the season 2 reunion where he's like, you're 30, you robbed a bank, your lips are fake, your hair is fake, you're a drug addict and an alcoholic. I love how you robbed a bank is like the least of the accusations.
Yeah. Also, that was season 2. Isn't this season 8? I mean, come on, guys. We'll be here all fucking day.
Yeah. So then Andy's like, but Reza, why would MJ do this to you? What's her motive? He's like, hello, did you not see the season 2 reunion?
Yeah, so now he's saying that she's had it out for him since season 2. And that she's been saying he cheats on her husband, they cheat on each other, they go to bathhouses. It's tit for tat, Andy. It's tit for tat.
Yeah.
Which is just pathetic. And even Andy throws down his notes. It's like, what the hell? Okay, Andy, so you're just both admitting to being, like, really low-rent supervillains, okay? Andy's That's what like you're both doing. No one feels for you.
Yeah, and Andy's just counting down the moments that he can just, like, leave and go to Kelly Ripa's house. He's like, ugh, come on, guys, let's wrap this up.
Really so, hoping to get invited to Elmo's party tonight, so can we just put the kibosh on this?
He's like, so that pool party, I don't even want to repeat what you said to her, so let's just roll it instead. All right, let's hear it.
And then clip of it, you exploded your uterus or whatever because of abortion, and then Reza throwing production papers at production people in the street, and then Adam's sad, wet, bald spot in back that we've never seen because of his amazing 80s comb-over. Clip-over.
So Andy's like, well, that was one of the darkest things I've ever seen. Wow.
The worst. It was the worst.
And so Andy's like, so how do you reconcile? He's like,
I'm not here to make any excuses. Although, if I had to make an excuse, one could say that I was blinded by my friend of 30 years doing something to me.
Andy, I apologized to her. I cried with her. And when I was crying, she just sat there stoic like I was crazy.
And then we get a clip of that fake-ass Reza, no tear.
Yeah. She didn't react because she saw you were full of bullshit.
Yeah.
I wish and pray I could take it back, much as I'm sure MJ wishes she could take back the betrayal she committed to her 3-year friendship.
She's like, fake, you're such a liar. If you regret it, then why would you put those Insta posts on Instagram? And he's like, yeah, Reza, you doubled down and you posted on your Instagram all these private texts and you violated her medical history. He's like, violate? We're on a TV show. I'm not a doctor. What medical record did I violate?
So suddenly we were on a TV show. Suddenly it's okay to air shit because you're on a TV show. That's funny how that worked out.
Yeah, isn't it? You can take all of her private stuff and put it on air because you're on a TV show.
Yeah, weird. So that's okay because you're on a TV show. But if she says to someone, well, then just put it on the, say it on camera because we had a shitty season last year and we need some good things to talk about. Suddenly that's not allowed.
And so Andy's like, well, you used her medical information. And he's like, well, it's because her husband used her cell phone, Andy. I forgot about that. And she was trying to act like I blocked her on social while she was dying. I blocked her when she slandered my name to get more money and the Ali stuff started. Oh, okay. So it was about contracts, first of all. So it was about contracts and her trying to get more money than you. I thought it wasn't.
His response that, like, her husband used her cell phone and I forgot, and I don't understand how that was addressing the question that Andy asked. Like, I didn't understand what he was saying at that point.
I thought he was trying to say, I wasn't using information that she gave me, I was using information that her husband gave me, or something.
Yeah,
I don't know, like, way, trying to talk him's way out of it, which maybe. It made no sense.
Yeah. So at this point, Andy is now just as exhausted as all of us. He's like, Mike, can you help me out here? Can you just talk to them? Okay. I'll give you a hint. When things get weird, just say, wow, a lot to unpack. And and if we roll a clip package afterwards, just say, tough to watch, huh? Okay. Go at it.
Well, I think a lot of damage has been done. Being gay. Look, MJ, think of poor Reza and what he's been through. He's gay, he's Persian, he's Jewish, he's a Muslim in a community that's judgmental. And then to hear rumors that they're playing sex games in their private time. How do you think it looks to the community? Oh, yeah. Reza, the pillar of the Persian Jewish community. Jesus. Yeah. Do they have statues up for him in synagogue yet?
Yeah, I think that the Persian Jewish community is already just embarrassed that he's even on TV. Okay. I don't think whether or not he has an open relationship is the least of his. The damage has already been done.
Yes. And Reza's like, thank you, Mike. I love you. He's like, no, fuck you. I'm not taking your side because you're both fucked up, okay? And you need to meet in the middle because 30 years of friendship means that you should be able to build an apartment on your own just because you've seen HGTV shows and your father doesn't know what he's saying. That's it. That's my point.
MJ, when your dad passed away, who showed up? Me and Reza came to see your dad, okay? Okay?
On camera. Goes,
yeah, and Reza goes, with on Adam. Camera. With Adam.
Oh, yeah, Adam, the saint. So she's like, none of you have had to deal with what I dealt with. And so she cries, and then she's like, I thought at this reunion I would make progress, but instead of feeling like I have 1 ounce of progress, he won't believe facts. Yeah. He won't give me credit for 30 years of loyalty.
Yeah, because she's saying, like, I've had 30 years of credibility where I've never compromised my trust or loyalty to a fault. And Andy's like, well, he apologized for all that. Do you not accept? And MJ goes, did I come for you? And Reza goes, yes. Okay, no apology. Did I ever do anything in our 30 years to compromise our friendship and betray our trust? All the time.
Yeah. Zero apology there. Did I do anything? Did I come for your marriage?
Absolutely.
And she's like, okay, so no apology there. Okay. And nothing will ever be the same. Just like pandemic. Our lives will never go back. I was like, yes, this is the same as 150,000 deaths, nincompoop.
Exactly.
It's not the same.
So then we get a montage. They're trying to pull out all the stops to make them sentimental, because normally at this part of a reunion, when they've just like hurled everything, put everything out there, Andy likes to roll like a remember the good times montage, and then everyone softens up and says that they love each other again. So that's what he tries to do, but it just doesn't work.
He's like, let's remember a time when Reza and MJ were ruining other people's lives together instead of each other's apart.
look at the people who they destroy. There's Lily Galici and Bobby and what's Asifa?
What's her brother? Asifa, yeah. He's like, well, let's watch it. Why do birds suddenly appear? Let's bleach each other's assholes. Every time.
Oh, the good times.
Wow. I'm glad that this whole cheating scandal has ruined Reza's reputation in the community. They got right to ass bleaching.
All right. Now I want each of you to mention one thing you miss from your friendship. Okay, Reza, start with you. Get your tears ready.
Well, I miss the moments when we would laugh and she would acknowledge that I'm funny and...
He's mad that he lost an audience member, basically, is what he just said. He's like, she would laugh at my jokes, Andy.
She is the Robin to my Batman, and I am her Robin. But I'm not calling her Batman. I'm not elevating her. I'll just be Robin. I love her to death. I will always love her. I just want her to be the best honest. I just want to be honest with me. That's what I want is to be honest.
I wanted her to say from the moment he said sexual harassment. I mean, it wasn't a problem for her. And for my best friend of 30 years, coming across a certain way was more important than my feelings. And it broke my heart, Andy.
Okay, you're both the Penguin, first of all.
Oswald Cobblepot. Oh yeah, I'm a devotee of Batman Returns.
So Andy's like, MJ, now it's your turn. And she's like, I miss everything. What the fuck are you talking about? I haven't had my asshole bleached in years, Andy.
I love you, and I will always love you. You have been there and have been part of the best parts of my life. For instance, the asshole bleaching. That was a high moment for me.
She's like, I mean, Andy, 30 years is like my whole life. Okay. So then Vita's like, nobody, nothing, ping pong. And she's like, Mom, you're not even on camera. And Andy's like, all right, just it couldn't get any worse. Just bring her on. Come on. Drag on Vita.
I thought Vita was going to just scold Reza, but instead Vita is like oddly motherly, and she goes, we have old saying, everything is good when it's new, except friend. You know, friend is good when it's old, like ping pong skills that never go away. It just makes sense.
I wonder how much I agree with all of this comment. God, I love new friends. I don't know shit about me. They're like, oh my God, he's so great. They don't have any of my shit to use against me later. So Andy's like, well, Andy. Andy's like, so you think they should make up? She's like, we have another saying. One enemy is a lot and hundreds of friends is not enough, Andy. That means friend is important.
You know, we have another saying. My serve. Okay, you missed it. I get point.
We have another saying. Amie, you look like slut with this makeup at your wedding. That is our saying.
We have another saying. Amie, find a good man. Okay, enough with this.
So he's like, well, that's a great place to leave it. Thank you, Reza, Mike, and MJ, the only people that matter. We're not going to even recognize the other people on this show. Okay, after I told them to leave. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's like, 4 weeks later, and we see Reza puttered around at home.
He's in a bathrobe. I just wrote, please don't turn around. Please don't turn around. Please don't turn around. Please.
This is like the most affected, I'm sad outfit, you know? Like, Reza does not walk around on camera in a bathrobe.
Making tea for myself and then serving it to myself on a gold tray.
Like, who does that?
So he starts to FaceTime with MJ. And MJ's looking amazing, actually. She's like, fresh face, on a bench in some park. She's like, I wanted to call you because... And it's like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, cliffhanger. It's like, we know what it's going to be about. We know the way these... We've seen, I remember there was that one reunion where they just like destroyed Mike. Like they all destroyed him. And then when it was over, they're like, oh, so we're going out to lunch? Like, yeah, we're going out to lunch.
Yeah, the show's Chronicles of Riddick. It's so stupid. So I'm just like, so are you okay? And he's like, literally, I'm emotionally, physically, spiritually, completely. Did I say spiritually? I mean, I had a list. I'm exhausted. I have been since the days of the reunion. They say this is 4 weeks after the reunion, but how is that possible? Did they shoot that like this morning?
They shot the reunion a while ago, actually. I remember they talked about it on social media. They were like, wow, that reunion was crazy. They talked about it a while ago.
I don't know. It's my timeline. I don't trust Bravo anymore, okay? Yeah. With your Brandy Glanville lyingness.
Oh, yeah.
So MJ's like, 100, I was hit by a train and then a truck and then a plane and then a planet. I'm just making a list because you did, actually. So feel free to stop me.
I haven't slept right since the reunion. I have to admit. I don't know. I wake up and I'm just shouting in Tommy's face and I'm all blurry and I don't know, it's crazy. He's,
well, look at me. I mean, here I am. Look how awful I feel. I'm wearing a brown robe and my hair is messy. I'm just so distraught.
And then they do what they always do after they ruin each other's lives. She's like, but why can't we just be friends, even though I'm not going to admit anything I did was wrong? And he's like, yes, why can't we be friends after nothing I did was wrong?
I've learned that I don't communicate with you just how, you know, you as a 30-year-old friend communicates very well with Ali Ashuri. I don't communicate with you, and I don't tell you that I feel some sort of way about A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I'm doing the list thing also. You can stop me too. I'm going to keep going.
She's like, well, aside from my parents and my husband and my son and my son's friends in preschool and the cleaning lady, we're still making lists, right? You have to know that you're one of the most important relationships in my life, Reza. And he's like,
I'm sorry, I just have no tears, so I'm just moving the straw in and out of a Starbucks cup.
Yeah, so his whole thing is that, like, you know, like, when you, like, I just expect you to get things, and when you don't, I just get, like, upset, and then I get resentful, and then when I get resentful, I post your medical history on the internet, and I just, you know, it's just terrible. And, you know, when I do try to tell you, you shut me down, and it feels like you're minimizing it, and it has this weird sensation of, like, you're not connected with me the same way that I connect with you, and it breaks my heart.
She's like, he goes, it breaks my heart that Nima, of all people, Nima, the bottom of the barrel, has seen baby Shams and not me. Nima! We tried to make a table out of him like bottle caps. Nima! And she's like, or that you held Elijah June first, because that hurt me too. Now let's get to a baby war.
Yeah.
That's Gigi's baby. Who's Elijah June?
remember that baby that came out of Gigi?
Gigi had a baby?
Remember you held the baby?
Oh, I thought that was an edible arrangement.
So then they're just full of shit with each other. He's like, I wish I could have been the first person when you opened your eyes at the hospital. And she's like, well, I just think we need to forgive each other's differences. You have no differences. You're exactly the same.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. And she's like, I don't want to give up. I just don't want to give up on something that seems way more important than this past, you know, shitty year. I mean, we are supposed to call each other if we have one quarter and we're in jail, okay? Not Adam, not Tommy, especially not Adam, and to reaffirm, not Adam, okay? You're your own category.
Also, can we upgrade that and give two quarters just because someone's really going to need to call people first?
Well, I'm sure since
you're in jail.
As you are the only one here who has robbed a bank and is an actual felon, I understand where the sentiment comes from.
Oh, good. So they agree to try again. And as they hang up to each other, as they hang up with each other, the last line of the show is, look, duckies. Which is basically this show, right? It's like rip you apart. See, every season I end this feeling so toxified. You know, I feel so gross. And then it's like, look, duckies. It's like, it's all over.
Yep. I mean, they'll be back together in each other's lives. I mean, I don't know. It may take a little while for Adam to welcome MJ back, but once Reza tells him, MJ is back in her lives and you have to deal with it, Adam will begrudgingly accept it.
Yeah. Yeah, Adam will do what he needs to do. So, yeah. Everybody, thank you so much for being here for the Shaw's season.
Yeah, it was. I actually really enjoyed it a lot. I was... Obviously, I got very fired up about it. So, thanks, y'all, for listening. We are back tomorrow with Below Deck Med. And go to crappinsmerch.com to get your masks, you know, with all sorts of fun Crappins and Bravo things on them.
Do it.
All right, everyone. Have a good night. Bye.